Whoa.
Hit the button. Whoa. No music started. Today it's Tuesday, March 19th. We're talking about the EV final ruling from the Department of Energy. Win for OEMs, so a VW union and shredding everywhere I go, EGs. We're going to talk about that later.
See, that title, though, they don't know yet. No, you know, they don't know yet, but title was...
But this organization has been rocking EGs for a long time. Original, early adopters.
Early adopters of EGs.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, I guess we're supposed to say. We have a few things to talk about. Number one, hey, Adrienne Gibb. She's always so friendly comments. I can't wait to meet
you. Good day, folks. I can't wait to see you
at a SoduCon. Adrienne Gibb, if you don't know her, you should know her. Go on LinkedIn, search the name. She's a nominee for what's the competition called that has turned into a competition?
The 40 slightly over 40. She got kicked out last week. It was sad. It was so sad. She went full Adrienne, you went full political, like it was crazy, but she did lose to like another person close to heart, the new owner of Riverhead Mazda, Michael Lukey, previously with NADA at Academy. Everybody's in the house.
So. I have a beef with our friends at Hive Analytics, and I haven't talked about this publicly.
Give it to him, Paul.
But
give
it to him. The 40.
I'll call him.
The 40. Well, we're gonna send this to him. I am personally uncomfortable with popularity contests, which is what this has turned into. So uncomfortable.
Oh, Jeff Ravilla said it best. He said, how are all the winners listed as winners on the website, yes, but nobody's actually won yet? And then it's just going
to
be,
I mean, I guess it's like the March, it's the March Madness vibe where it's great to just be invited to the tournament and you made it. Right. But I mean, you're going to walk away with your head down no matter what happens.
No matter what. There's only one person.
Because even, no. Here's the deal.
Even that one person is going to be like, but I love the person that I won.
By some stroke of fate happened to be me, I would still feel bad.
Right.
Look at all the people I disappointed. Look at all the people I disappointed. All right. So there you go. Beef over. Beef over. Hey, we hope you all join us at a SoduCon, only 56 days away in Baltimore, May 15th, 16th. Go to asotocon.com. The speakers are lined up. We're locking new sessions. We're going to be posting more session topics. We have so many queued up. People have been asking about that. So if you go to the agenda.
Big deal is if you are coming and you're listening to this right now.
I know what you're about to say.
And you have not booked your hotel.
And you want to be in the same hotel as the event.
That is a problem. You need to get on that yesterday.
But it's a solvable problem.
The hotel is booking way faster than it did last year. Yeah. And look, there's a really nice Holiday Inn Express around the corner. It's actually really nice.
It's a
nice one. Want to be in the venue and you're like one of the crew, get your hotels now.
Yeah,
you can go to our website /hotels, SoduCon/hotels. Get it right there.
Hope you join us. Also, we have a webinar coming up tomorrow. Our Sodu Edge webinars. I lost my notes all of a sudden.
We're going to be talking about how Ron Bouchard Auto is bridging the online to in-store and financing gap. I'm excited about this one because, as I stated way earlier in the year, I think that that things to be done to create efficiencies in the showroom in particular are going to be top of mind for dealers this year. And whether or not you're utilizing Upstart, it is something, a top of conversation that I think we all need to be thinking about. So can't wait to have that conversation.
So good. So good.
We got other conversations to have and we should get into it, Paul.
We really do. Cause we got things to do. All right, let's talk about this. So the finalized US EV mileage ratings rule brings relief to automakers, reducing the risk of heavy fines and easing the transition to EVs. So this is a big shift from Department of Energy's initial proposal. So basically, the final rule softens that initial proposal, lowering compliance value of EVs by 65%. So it's a big cut through the year 2030, allowing the automakers more time to adjust the strategy and the manufacturing. So Detroit Big Three and the UAW both voice concerns. They agreed on something. The original proposal could have led to $10.5 billion in fines for the Big Three for failing to meet the requirements. So it was definitely influenced a lot by automaker and UAW feedback. I love hearing about them working together, by the way.
So good.
So basically, this has been, it hasn't even been announced yet, but it's like one of those Reuters confirms that they're going to announce this today. So, You probably hear it here before you hear it there. But the ruling is also seen to be a boost to what we've already been saying, hybrid and plug-in hybrid vehicle sales, because, you know, dealers are making those.
I've only got like a nice slow clap for this one. Okay. You know, like,
yep.
Kudos.
Okay.
Everybody's kind of got like, everybody's recognized there's got to be a little bit of backtracking. There's got to be a little recognition of what the consumer demand actually is. And to go all the way to the Department of Energy now and recognize, okay, we might need to change our advice on how, like, the percentage of EVs in the market by a certain year, the year 2030, which we haven't played the trigger pad in a long time.
Do we have the trigger pad for that? Hold on. Hold on. I can, you know, I wasn't ready for this, but.
You weren't ready.
Every once it's in okay. a while.
In the year 2030.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while because feels good thankfully to hear that. We haven't actually had to, because a lot of people have been talking about longer years, 2035, things like that.
Yeah. Like the consumer's been talking about that.
You know, kudos. We'll see what the actual announcement and what gets passed through. But this will be good for automakers and consumers.
It will. I want to point out that this is another one of those kind of governmental reaches that go so far. It sets this temperature for whatever you say first isn't going to be the real thing. Right. And then it just all the back and forth that happens. It's almost like dealers in the past have set the tone for like whatever we say first isn't the real price, right? So maybe we deserve it. I don't know.
Paul, do you remember what the cars rule is? Yeah, me neither.
Me neither, right? speaking of rules.
Stop. Segway.
Time.
Oh, salty on Tuesday.
We woke up with it.
Workers at Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant are pushing to join the UAW, marking a pivotal moment in the union's efforts to expand its influence to foreign-owned automakers in the South. So Volkswagen Chattanooga employees have filed a union election with the NLRB, demonstrating a supermajority interest in joining. So this is the third attempt in 10 years to unionize the plant. The last one, if you remember, just narrowly failed. So a successful vote at the plant would be a landmark victory for the UAW, you know, because usually one domino falls and then the other ones go. So we'll see what happens. Volkswagen has said it is committed to supporting the NLRB administered secret ballot, ensuring every employee's voice is heard and confidentially. President Biden and presumptive Republican rival Donald Trump, we've now said his name 2 days in a row. And our producer Nathan pointed out it has been 147 days since we said the word Trump on the show. It's over. And then Kyle and I said, well, we will probably say it for the next 147 days now that we're in the election cycle and maybe beyond. So they're both watching the UAW's move, Biden expressing support for workers' rights to unionize. No surprise there. And he said the decision whether to join a union belongs to the workers. So I don't know. This could be a big shift.
I got two things here to say. I got two things. First of all,
two things you're willing to say on the air, and then three things you're not.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Two things that I'm willing to say on the air. I've been to Chattanooga multiple times. To park in downtown Chattanooga costs $1.20 for like 80 hours. That's a little bit of a nose over exaggeration, but the cost of living in Chattanooga probably does not demand the change in pay that the UAW would start to implement. However, you know, I appreciate the way that VW at least publicly is putting the foot forward to say, hey, look, we support our employees' right to give us feedback. Mm-hmm. And my hope, and I think the best implementation of any employee-employer relationship is that the employee has a voice and that the employer listens. And if they can get that done in this timeline without the need for an intermediary that actually costs both sides money, that would be the best result. And so the more than cars mindset of Volkswagen in the next, you know, 30, 60, 90 days will really, really challenge and change whether or not the UAW is successful here. And I would challenge those at the executive side of Volkswagen to really, really look like, are they holding a more than cars mindset in their employee relations? Because they probably wouldn't even be bringing up the UAW.
I mean, who was it we covered? I think it was Costco. Somebody unionized a warehouse and the Costco executives were like, we had a meeting and like, let's talk about where we failed our people. that they felt we need to do that. So take a look at Costco, follow their playbook. It seems to be working out okay for them. Speaking of working it out.
Wow.
Segway.
Here we go.
I love this. I saw this yesterday. I was pumped. I knew we were going to be talking about it this morning. Heavy metal band Metallica, you know them, is teaming up with heavy truck maker Iveco to embark on a world tour using electric and hydrogen fuel cell big rigs to haul their equipment across Europe. For the European leg of their M72 world tour, Metallica is going to be using a fleet of Iveco's battery, electric, and hydrogen fuel cell trucks, demonstrating their always in, at least the last couple of years, dedication to cutting carbon emissions on their tours. They've always been kind of an early adopter of eco-friendly touring. They've already used fuel cell EV technology for their gear transportation. They are also going to be using minibuses for concert shuttles that are EV. And this is like their goal is to be less than or a lot more than just PR. Metallica has invested over $2 million in supporting what they're calling Metallica Scholars in the renewable sector. So it's not just a tour stunt.
I know like a few goes, Metallica Scholars.
Right. It goes.
I went to
goes,
high school with them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a different Metallica Scholar.
They're in.
Yeah. Then you got your old Guitar Hero fan.
So let me just say two things. Number one, they've been rocking electric guitars for a long time, so they're used to this. Number two, Iveco sounds like Metallica's long-lost keyboard player.
That's exactly who it
is. You think of Lars and Iveco together, just...
long hair.
It's probably saying it wrong. It's probably
low Iveco. V-neck, right.
Low V-neck with also long hair. Right?
With long hair, exactly.
Oh, I love this story. I mean, it's just... A band being on brand, Metallica being a band that very much values their brand perception. They value licensing. We know that as well. And they're business people. I mean, James had like they're business people. And
also like just from a brand play alone, look at we have the picture of this truck. Like you look at this thing.
It's awesome.
It is dope.
It's legit.
Like, that got a Metallica is what you soundtrack. Should roll up at a tour. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it just plays Enter Sandman on repeat. Like when you turn it on, it's like, so there you go. I don't know. That's a fun story. Look, I tried to bring you a little lighthearted. Today's show is a little bit spicy. I don't know why, but it's only Tuesday. We have a lot to go, so we'll try to tone it down a little bit. Go out there. Take care of some people, right? More than cars mindset. Kyle said it best.